Welcome, take a seat, and let us continue our tale. The rope created a small splash as Harry pulled the galleon to the port. He was back in New York, and it was Christmas Day. The Empire State Building stood tall against the golden sky, casting a long shadow across Ellis Island and towards the mainland. A yellow cab pulled up instantly.
"Where to, old sport?"
the driver inquired.
"Times Square, post haste."
The driver floored it, and the screech of the tyres sounded Harry's arrival in Times Square. Jade was exactly where Harry had left her over 10 hours ago, on a bench on Christmas Eve, eating donuts.
"Harry, babe, I was wondering where you'd gotten to."
"Jade, get in. We need to get back to the apartment. The whole family will be waiting."
There was little time to waste. This was the most important day of his life. Not only did he need to play Jade, the song he had created, he had something incredibly important to ask. They both rushed to the hotel lobby. Harry pushed floor 67 on the elevator. Suddenly, Harry felt a tap on his shoulder. He swung around to be greeted face to face with Max from The Wanted, who was brandishing the diamond ring from Bloomingdale's.
"Jade, get into the lift and head to the apartment."
"Harry, we meet again."
At that point, Max lunged. The two became intertwined in an outright brawl. They flew into the restaurant. Harry used cabbage as a makeshift cloaking device, hoping he would disappear into the green wallpaper. Alas, it was no good. Max pulled a chicken breast from the bystander's table and began slapping Harry across the face in response. They smashed their way through the diner's restaurant and then ended up in a sprawled heap where they began at the elevator. Ping! The doors opened and they all fell backwards, cracking the huge mirror at the back of the carriage.
"Too bad. Another 10 years bad luck for you, Max. God help you with that solo record."
They burst out the open doors and wrestled to the corridor floor. The lift descended, but the doors remained open. There was nothing below now but 67 floors worth of black abyss. Harry scrambled to his feet and was caught unawares by a swift right hook by Max, and he stumbled backwards towards the shaft. A wobble, and then he was gone. Max stood in the doors of the elevator, laughing. He patted his jacket pocket, within which was the diamond ring he had stolen. With this ring, he could surely swoon the beautiful Jade. Then all of a sudden, a commotion below him, and he saw the perfectly manicured fingers of Harry Styles clinging to the elevator shaft.
"I won't let you drag me down, Max."
Max let out a shriek, but it was at that moment that Max felt hot. Torrid spray engulfed him. He looked around and saw a cleaning trolley and a ferocious chambermaid spraying one of her many nozzles. The chambermaid boomed.
"You'll never bring down Harry Styles."
Max tried to fend her off, but after all this flapping, he felt himself getting extremely dizzy. Amid the melee, Harry had scrambled through the elevator shaft. He got to his feet and launched a fierce backhand in the direction of Max, who fell spectacularly into the linen basket. He lay there, disorientated, and sprawled amongst a white lily and jasmine towel. Harry immediately opened Max's corduroy jacket and searched the inner pocket for the diamond ring. It didn't take long for Harry to find the little box. With a gleeful charm, he bid the chambermaid farewell and said,
"That one's been dirty since glad you came. Give him a hot wash for me."
Harry broke into a sprint and was soon at the door of the apartment, where he could hear a festive banquet about to begin. He swung open the door and enjoyed the sight of the Thirlwells and the Styles all sat around an enormous, opulent table. He took Jade by the hand and led her towards the 2,000-watt hi-fi unit. Harry planted a sweet kiss on Jade's lips, inserted the CD and pushed play. The room fell into immediate hush. This was a song like nothing anyone else had heard before. Jade turned to Harry.
Is that a didgeridoo, Harry?
Harry smirked.
Oh, my. I just love that bassy, guttural hum.
Jade, all my love is in this song. You are my one and only.
Harry got down on one knee and popped open the box. The diamond ring was bright and brilliant in its little velour pillow.
Jade, will you do me the honour of marrying me?
Jade replied.
Oh, Harry, of course I will.
Harry rose to meet Jade's lips, and the two shared the most passionate, tender, loving, festive kiss. Among the cheering crowd were Harry's parents, the other three Little Mix girls, and Harry's bandmates from One Direction. Harry let Jade slide off to show Perry her new outrageous diamond ring. Niall Horan then seized his moment, grabbed Harry and whispered,
Merry Christmas, old sport.
And what a Christmas it had turned out to be. Fairy tales do indeed come true. The end.